handicaps. You know, I think that we entered well into the game, but the first 15 minutes we had the injury of a very important player, and this was a situation that, we felt cold on those moments. The team felt a little bit cold, and maybe we conceded a little bit more after that substitution. But we were capable to turn around, to adapt the new players to the new positions, and to turn around really fast, score two great goals with good crossing situations. And then the second half was about managing, competing, and showing a face that was quite similar to what we saw last season.
You mentioned Ollie going down. I mean, first of all, how is he doing? And second of all, how much did that maybe change what you guys were able to do in this game?
Well, it changed quite a lot, you know, because Oli is an essential player for us. He's a player that give us a lot of solutions in attack, and that the teammates feel more comfortable with him in the field. So it was a pretty bad lose in that moment. And I feel that he's feeling something in the hamstring. I hope it's not too much. But the reality is that he couldn't continue. So let's see how he recovers in the next few days.
Any more questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Carlos, Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about the third goal. That was quite an effort from your captain, a long run to get to where he was. Speaks a lot about his effort.
Yeah, I think that Max shows what the team is, you know, a committed team, a team with that puts everything in the field every single minute, and a team that competes really well. You know, I'm very happy for Max, because we had a small meeting this morning about the game of today, and he read really well what were the needs of the team, and we did a good counter that he could finish and end it in a good way.
Any more questions for in the middle?
Just right. Carlos, just maybe a couple words for the traveling support. I think you guys got 20 or 30 people down in the corner.
More.
More than that.
It was plenty of fans coming here, yeah. Well, what can I say? That I'm glad to have them, you know. They are this extra player, this push in the moments that we are maybe a little bit weak. We feel the energy of the fans, and I am very happy to have this group of supporters that always give us an extra.
And when you guys don't have a lot of possession against a team like Halifax, how do you guys sort of adjust to more of a counter-attacking style if you guys adjust early in the game?
Yeah, well, I think there are different ways of controlling a game, you know. You can control it with the ball, of course, but you can also control it without the ball. I feel that most of the times today, and in a large amount of minutes in the game of the league, Halifax had the ball in areas that weren't threatening areas for us. So maybe they could have the ball, and we told the guys don't get desperate in those situations. They put superiority, a lot of players in this zone one, and from that this means that they don't have many players in high situations. So I think that we managed it well. We were very committed in the defense with different structures along the game, and I'm very happy I'm proud of the effort that the players put on the field.
You played your first game of the year against Halifax so recently. Was there an advantage of saying, knowing what they might do, or did you really mix it up a bit?
No, of course it's an advantage. I think, well, it's an advantage for that information that we already knew that they were not going to change too much, also because they felt that they did a good game there. So I felt that they were not going to change much. They were not going to try to surprise us in many things. And it was information that we had and that we could handle to prepare the game in the best way.
I guess you wish that the organizers had put you guys in possibly the home pot, Fishbowl, because, I mean, there you would have been, play them again, would have played them tonight in front of thousands of home fans instead of the few.
Yeah, of course.
It really changed now.
Yeah, those are situations that we cannot control. So what we have.
Christopher Berg is singing tonight, so maybe that's the Irish guy, Lady in Red. That guy, yeah. So too bad.
Nah, it's really true that that maybe the atmosphere could be better for today's game, but you know, we are happy because we had our people here, and this is the important thing for us.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just really quickly, do you have Miguel in midfield for a little bit at the end there?
Yeah, Miguel played in the midfield for a little bit,
Just tell me a bit about kind of the changes, especially when you brought Luke on and sort of changed the shape a little bit.
Yeah, we were trying to adapt the team to the attacking situations that Halifax was creating and trying to be a little bit more solid. We have the advantage that we have players that have a high adaptability to different positions. We've worked that throughout the preseason also. So yeah, Miguel is a player that can play as a center back, as a right back, as a midfielder, and I think that maybe he's not tall enough to play as a goalkeeper, but he will do it well everywhere.
Wrap things up on Zoom.
Thomas, go ahead. Hi there, Coach. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Great. Proud, happy, and a little bit tired, Thomas.
Coach, just on your end, this is another milestone for Atletico Ottawa. It's another milestone for this club under your tutelage. How are you feeling to make that step into the next round of the Canadian Premier League?
Well, there was a thing that we were looking for a while ago. You know, I know that this championship is a very special tournament to play. The people from the city, they wanted to success in this competition. So I'm very happy that we've done a good game today and we can pass to the next round.
Thank you very much, Coach. That's all from me. Safe journey home.
Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks, Carlos.
Okay.
And we'll come back with Max Tiso next.
Thank you so much, everyone. See you soon. Gonzalo, ¿te vienes o no? Okay.
The first Canadian championship win in this club's history.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty happy that you're able to get the job done here in events.
Yeah, we're part of history, I guess, today. That was kind of the pregame speech and the thing we said before going onto the field. It was important to us, to everyone in the group. You know, first goal scorer today, Malcolm Shaw, who's the only player that's been here since day one. So, it was special today, and we're glad to be moving on to the second round.
You had to kind of withstand a lot of pressure from Halifax today. You had to maybe suffer a little bit. You have to be pretty impressed with the way that you guys were able to maybe hold them off.
Yeah, they have good players in the middle, right? They have a lot of new players as well. So even if we played them last weekend, it's still an adjustment for us. I think they kept most of their possession higher up the field, didn't really threaten us until the end where they had to push a little bit more. That's kind of how we played last year, and it worked out, right? And it worked out again today with, my goal that's kind of a typical one of our goals that we we kind of scored a lot of them last year. So it kind of played in. Once we have the lead, I think it kind of plays into our game. Going forward, I think when we're down, we need to find ways to maybe step a bit higher up the field and create a bit more.
Max, you look like Andre Degrasse scoring that goal. How far do you think you ran, and did you think you were going to get there in time?
I think I ran from our box, kind of a box-to-box run. I'll be honest, I started cramping a little at the beginning of the sprint, but as it went on, I kind of felt a little bit better and better. I kind of scored a similar goal against Halifax last year, So again, it kind of plays into, you know, especially my position where I'm a defender when we defend, but a bit higher up the field when we attack. So I need to capitalize on those moments where I can catch the team wrong-footed, and I did that on the goal.
Any more for Max in the room? Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah, just I guess, you know, in terms of that goal, just getting to celebrate in front of the traveling Dub supporters.
Yeah.
Your feelings on that and what they bring to the club?
Yeah, it's amazing. You hear them the whole game. They created an atmosphere. They were here last time we played here against York. They're just amazing, you know. Whether we're here, whether we're in Ottawa, the support has been immense, and it's just fitting that I get to celebrate with them, and then we get to celebrate the win with them at the end. So cheers to them. I'll thank them on behalf of the whole team for making the trip, and their support is immense.
Appreciate it. And KJ, in the back.
Hey, Max, good to see you. You've had a lot of firsts already at this club, and I think this is the first win under Carlos when you've come from behind.
Interesting.
How big is that?
Yeah, interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, like I said, I think, like I said to Charlie, I think when we are down, we kind of struggle to, you know, keep the ball and create chances because of the way we play. But it's something we'd like to change this year. I think today is a good testament to that. You know, last Saturday we were down 1-0 and came back and tried to push at the end to get a goal. Ultimately didn't work out, but yeah, I guess it's another piece of history, which is good. And I think it's an important win for us as a group. You know, a lot of new players, even I think mostly half the team is returning, but a lot of new faces. So just for them to kind of taste our identity and what it is to play with us and to have success with our team is very good today.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the middle.
Much more comfortable game for you guys today rather than the weekend. Just sort of how did that preseason preparation lead up to being able to make a run like that in AD?
Yeah, our preseason was a bit longer this year. We started roughly a month earlier, and I think it helped today. You know, especially starting with three games in a week, with the travel here in the bus, and we play in Winnipeg Saturday, so. It's not the easiest start, but no, I think we had the right preparation, and you saw today that, you know, everyone that came on and everyone that started, you know, had juice in the legs and gave it their all for the whole time they're on the field.
Yeah, you quarterfinals in 3 weeks, so that's still quite a while. You traveled to Forge, so I'm wondering if you're looking forward to the rebattle of the final. But
yeah.
Of course, it's soon to think about that because you have like regular season games.
Yeah, it's a bit too soon to think about it because we have a few more games coming in before that one. But yeah, for sure. You know, for the returning players, it's a replay of the final. No, for myself, it's playing also against my old team. So yeah, I mean, we'll think towards that game once we get a bit closer to it. But for now, we're on the bus tonight and concentrating on Valor on Saturday.
We'll wrap things up on Zoom.
Jonathan, go ahead when you're ready.
Ouais, salut Max. Salut. Le Under Armour qui était plus de mise aujourd'hui, j'imagine. Ouais. Parle-moi en français, donc, on va revenir un peu sur ce que tu viens de dire, le type de victoire que ça a été aujourd'hui, puis l'importance pour l'Atlético de finalement aller dans cette ronde suivante.
Ouais, un début de match quand même assez semblable à celui de samedi dernier où on tire de l'arrière dans les 20 ou 25 premières minutes. On est allé chercher un but un peu avant la mi-temps, puis un deuxième en plus de ça. Comme j'ai mentionné en anglais tantôt, je pense que quand on tire de l'arrière, on a eu un peu de misère l'année dernière. Comme Christian Jack a mentionné, c'était notre première victoire en tirant de l'arrière. Donc, c'est quelque chose qu'on veut changer cette année. Je pense que de le faire à notre deuxième match de la saison, c'est quand même quelque chose d'assez gros. Puis ouais, on retrouve quand même notre identité de l'année dernière, mais on essaie de pousser un peu plus puis de presser un peu plus haut. Ça a marché à quelques moments aujourd'hui, mais c'est quelque chose qu'on travaille activement là, depuis le début de la saison puis qu'on va faire puis continuer de travailler dans les matchs.
Justement, tu sais, d'aller dans la ronde suivante, c'est un bel accomplissement pour l'Atlético. Tu as eu la chance de gagner ça, je pense, avec l'Impact, là, mais pour certains gars, d'avoir la chance d'aller plus loin dans ce tournoi-là, ça représente quoi?
Ouais, écoute... à ma première année professionnelle, j'ai gagné le championnat canadien. À ma deuxième année professionnelle, je l'ai gagné aussi. Puis on dirait que tu penses que ça va arriver à chaque année. Puis ça fait 9 ans que je suis pas passé proche. Donc, ben juste de passer à l'histoire avec le club en étant la première fois qu'on passe à la ronde suivante, je pense que c'est très gros. Puis ensuite de ça, on va jouer Forge dans 3 semaines. Puis si on gagne ce match-là, ben on pourrait affronter une équipe MLS aussi. Ça serait gros pour le club. On y va un match à la fois. Mais de passer à l'histoire aujourd'hui, je pense que ça fait énormément de bien. Puis chapeau à tout le monde aujourd'hui.
Est-ce que il y a une partie des fans qui sont allés vous voir, qui ont fait la route, mais est-ce que c'est pas un peu dommage au moment où on veut bâtir au Canada, que le Soccer Pro prenne de plus en plus de place? On met un match à cette heure-là, un mercredi, tu sais, c'est un peu...
Ouais, non, c'est certain. C'est sûr qu'il y a eu de la logistique à contourner aujourd'hui, vu que York joue dans environ une demi-heure. Je pense que c'est pour ça que c'est un peu exceptionnel aujourd'hui. C'est un peu dommage, c'est certain, que les deux équipes jouent sur la route. Je sais pas trop comment ça s'est passé. Je savais même pas que c'était une règle là, qu'on pouvait décider de ne pas être hôte d'un match. Ça fait partie des growing pains un peu là, de la ligue puis du championnat canadien avec un format avec plus d'équipes. Mais nous en tant que joueurs, on apprécie d'avoir les fans ici. C'est leur support est immense. Qu'ils avaient fait le voyage, je les remercie personnellement puis. Toute l'équipe et tout le staff les remercie également. Leur support veut dire beaucoup. On est très reconnaissants.
Merci, bon retour.
Merci.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. Thanks, Maxime.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Back with Patrice Geyser from Halifax.
Obviously.